where many different voices are heard in the land.
Well, I think it appeals to a lot of people.
The Forum at 1460.
1460 WDOX.
Surrounding communities, metropolitan New Rochelle, parts of the Bronx, Westchester County, even Fairfield County in Connecticut, and points near and far across the Long Island Sound, even Nassau County and Suffolk with those good clear lines across the Sound. I'm Steve Mayo. Sitting opposite me, Lou Feliciano. Lou.
Hi, Steve. How are you today?
Just pretty good. Troubled by the headlines and the news, and that's what we're here for.
Very sad.
Yeah, we have to cover our territory, and that is truly the world. Our homes are in New Rochelle, and we love this town, regardless of who's running it, or I should say misrunning it. But I will say, we're one world, Lou. You know, we learned growing up, all our great teachers, our do-good teachers, and that's a good thing. I'm not making fun of them. Told us to care about the world, the starving on the other side of the globe, and it's true. But sometimes not just economic and food issues hit us. Violence, international power moves in the Middle East, in Asia. China is ascendant. I don't think we can deny that. And that type of issue affects us right here in little old, approximately 90,000 person New Rochelle. We are a city. We are a crossroads. And thanks to our politicians, Lou, as you raised earlier, we are a sanctuary city. Whatever your sentiments may be, I do believe in immigration, and I do believe most of the undocumented immigrants are fundamentally great people. They should come here in greater numbers, but they should follow the law. So, headlines, well, right here in New Rochelle, let's face it, a serious drug overdose, according to reports on Fountain Street.
Fountain Avenue.
Downtown New Rochelle, our former glorious shopping area where people came from near and far to have fun at Jan's, to go to movies, even go to Macy's in the Great Mall, which was still here when I moved here 35 years ago. All that gone. Now we are a crossroads of people who should be here and maybe some people who should not be here. Well, that issue will not go away until the bureaucrats and ideologues in Washington start taking our border seriously. Drug overdose, I said. I don't have proof, but according to sources, might be fentanyl. The victims, unfortunate fellows, apparently Spanish-speaking, as far as we know.
Yes, and what I'm hearing that, I can't guarantee it 100%, but what I'm hearing it is was fentanyl.
Yes.
And that three guys died. The last guy called the police or whatever like that, and they couldn't. They asked him where he was at. He was so despondent from the fentanyl, he didn't tell. Couldn't tell him. So they pinged his phone.
Yeah.
The cops must have said, just stay on. They traced the phone line. Sure. They traced it to an apartment in Fountain Place there. That's where the mall used to be, right? Of course, where the mall used to be, where the firehouse is.
Yeah.
And It's disgusting. I mean, when you hear this, and then you hear, and New Rochelle wants to make this a sanctuary city and make it the sixth borough, we don't need this in our backyards.
Thank you.
We do not need this in our backyards, Steve, especially with the fentanyl outbreak that's in this country right now. You don't need this in our cities.
Absolutely.
And our school systems.
New Rochelle was a great city suburb. I say city and suburb. It attracted me and my family, my wife, and then the rest of our family joined us. By nature, according to nature, educated well in our public schools. This was a great town. It still can be a great town, but we need politicians to take their oaths of office seriously. We're talking here about council members, county legislators, U.S. representatives and senators, of course, state legislature in Albany. All the politicians have to take their job seriously. This is not a proving ground for the latest harebrained scheme, Lou. Sanctuary cities, well, like sanctuary counties and states. No, let's come down to earth. New Rochelle's government's role is not to change the world. It is to make New Rochelle a good, a safe place, place of employment and living, and maybe some retail action to keep this city going as the great economic engine it was. It is not helped by declaring sanctuariness, sanctuary for all manner of immigrants who don't bother to get in here legally. So it hits us here. And then, of course, the headlines hit us also. The shooting in Tennessee, terrible, disgraceful. Lou has some update on that. So gun control, legitimate issue. And fair criticism, Lou, for conservatives like us. Conservatives nationally and in New York State have to adopt a sensible gun control position. I'm not in favor of confiscating guns, but I'm also, I think we have to have sensibility and sensitivity. All long arms, long weapons, rifles are not assault weapons. That's a term of choice, a term of propaganda by the left-wing media. We have to address the gun control issue like we should the border issue, sensibly, with a sense of responsibility to our community, to immigrants, and of course, longtime residents. Very important. It's our obligation. The schools have a role to play here. My point generally, and then Lou will break in, my point generally is we are a community, and you know, as conservatives, Lou and I believe I can speak for him, believe in local control and local government, but there are some things that must be led from Washington, others from Albany, others from Westchester County, the seat of county government, and of course, most proximately, City Hall. We need to have honest and serious discussions, not talk about the favorite subject of the day. I don't care if it's school prayer or religion in schools or abortion. These are all relevant subjects, but what level of government are you talking about? Here in New Rochelle, we need a locality that works. Police able to do their jobs, which I believe the NRPD does gloriously to the extent they're allowed. Fire department also, DPW, a great city with a great slate, a roster of public employee servants. A lot to do, but I would say, Lou, with our 6-1 majority of Democrats, is that 7-1 or 6-1?
6-1.
6-1 majority of Democrats in City Hall. It's time for another look. Elections are coming up this fall. We'll get into this in greater detail in coming weeks. The Republicans are on the move again. The leadership has changed, and we are conservatives, Democrats of that bent, and also Republicans are intent on steering this city in the right direction, and that addresses everything from police policy to indirectly school policy, and also, of course, gun control. These are issues that are alive, unfortunately, very, very much in the headlines, and New Rochelle has a role to play here. We cannot hide out. We are not separated from the world. These worldly and national issues affect us, and we need some effective responses. And this time, I hope the electorate looks a little bit rightward and considers some of the ideas of personal responsibility, fiscal responsibility, and common sense win the day in the next elections.
Steve, a couple of things you touched on. I want to get back to Fountain Place here. You know, this fentanyl, everybody, is a very... It's not like years ago in the 60s you went to go see the Grateful Dead and smoked a joint. It's nothing like that. This is very, very potent. It's 100 times more stronger than heroin, and they make them look like Skittles. They come in different colors now with designs, cartoon designs on it. So what do the kids know who are out there and see this in the street or find it, whatever? Hey, I found a nice bag of candy or whatever. So here's the thing here. You know, this has to be taken care of. This whole thing is ridiculous what's coming into this country. There should be a stop on it. The United States government should crack down on China and crack down on Mexico for bringing these, because it's processed and brought to China, to Mexico, and processed in Mexico, and then they ship it here. And then you hear, right in our own backyard. It's not you're looking in Queens, or you're looking here, there in the news. This was in our own backyard, a block away from the mall, where the mall used to be. This is crazy what's going on here. And the second thing that you touched on, this shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. This is sickening. When is enough here? You know, kids, I got four grandchildren. When I heard that today about these kids, right away I thought about my four grandkids in school. You know, it's ridiculous what's going on here. I think the teachers have to look at problems in families a little bit more and stop worrying about getting their tenure and do more research on their children and the parents. That's what I say.
And the solution to these issues, violence and drug abuse and effective schools and ways of preventing same and protecting same and also getting parents involved and teachers and administrators, that is primarily a local problem. But as far as immigration goes, that is genuinely a national issue, and it's got to be taken up in Washington, and Biden can't put his head in the sand. This is Stephen Liu here at WBOX Tonight. We'll be right back with you with your call.
This is WVOX.com. This is WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Everybody, my name is Stephen Mayo. Opposite me, my radio partner, Lou Feliciano. We're with you Mondays at 5:30 p.m. right here at WVOX 1460 a.m., the voice of Westchester, local journalism and local feature broadcasting and everything in between right here in New Rochelle, privately owned. Does a great job, this station, reflecting the views of the community and giving people like Lou and myself a platform to talk and a platform for you, of course, to criticize us and call in and give us your views. 914-636-0110. Before we go any further, I just want to say we're headed into a local political season. It's long overdue. There are things that can be done locally to deal with these national issues that are intruding on us. But I will tell you, Lou, and if the Republicans don't make this an issue, and I believe they will because I'm involved with the party at the most important, highest level possible, I think we need to talk about the future of New Rochelle. What is our identity? Are we just another contestant for a sixth borough of New York City, that hackneyed cliche, or are we something unique? A small city suburb that works with great schools, a fine community that's integrated across economic and racial and religious lines, as New Rochelle has been throughout its history. I think we have a great legacy to advertise and promote. And yes, the real estate industry can help, but I have to tell you, we have to address real serious issues, and that is quality of life, quality of the streets, indirectly quality of the schools, because, of course, local city hall politics is not directly involved with schools. But there's a lot for us to do, and I'm saying, conservatives out there, get involved. Donald Trump is not going to do this for you. You've got to do it yourself. If we are conservatives, change begins in our communities, in our churches and synagogues and mosques, in City Hall, and it's time for you, voter, to get involved. Posting on internet is not enough. You've got to get involved, run for office, support candidates, donate money, knock on doors. Let's go to our first caller, a great and loyal volunteer in New Rochelle Schools. Lorraine.
Oh, good evening. How are you guys? Hi. I just wanted people to know that where this incident happened on Fountain between Maine and Huguenot is where the Huguenot Academy is located down the block in the office building.
My. That's terrible.
Yes. Wow. And that is a sheer neglect of the Board of Education to find a decent place for those students to be housed.
Yes.
It is absolutely horrible. And also Monroe students are always walking around there.
Exactly. Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, I would think the Monroe directors or whatever would have something to say about
this. Of course.
Or pressure the city.
No, you know. You're right to involve a local company that does a lot of good. I think Monroe, I think, makes a good effort to be part of the community. And I think it's to their credit and to our credit that we find alternative education methods, which Huguenot Academy represents.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. The role of the city is, after we do these reform measures and try some alternative schooling, which we know is overdue for New Rochelle, don't get me started on charter schools and making alternative education flourish, we've also got to do the first job, which is policing the streets. And, of course, Police Department of New Rochelle has their role. But let's face it, this horrible incident, to me, it's a murder. It's not just an accident. It's
right.
a murder, thank you, to the drug importers on the Mexican border with the United States and possibly also the Canadian border. We know there are problems of enforcement. You've got a President Biden who is basically asleep at the switch. He doesn't acknowledge the problem, and neither does his vice president. But we can't change that
we
this
can't
year.
We can't let this escalate, though, Steve.
No, we
can't. We can't let this escalate.
We can address it locally, and we can address people who are serious about law enforcement to local government. We have New Rochelle municipal elections coming up, Westchester County also. And I don't say just vote Republican. Find conservative Democrats. Find traditional people. Find independents. We've got to turn this woke attitude away. It's nice rhetoric. It's, to me, it's fairy dust. It's not what this city needs and not what this nation needs. And I urge our politicians to stop wasting time on this and stop the vendettas against last time's president. I'm not taking President Trump seriously anymore. I think he's disqualified himself from my consideration. But the media and the Democrats have to be sensible opposition and know when to call it off. This empowerment of local DAs to go on vendettas and search and destroy missions has to stop. The people have to speak up. It's a waste of time and energy. Lou?
My thing here, Lorraine and Steve here, is that we have to stop this because they're producing it looking like candy.
Yes.
And that's the sad thing that people don't realize. That's what bothers me. If you look at these things and you found it on the street, like I said earlier, or a kid in a schoolyard found that, and say, oh, somebody dropped their bag of candy. And whatever like that. And they get hold of this, they're dead or whatever. They look like Skittles. They got like a cartoon character on it, on a drone. This has to be stopped because how does a kid know, Steve? How does a kid know? A 10-year-old kid, a 9-year-old kid, how does he know? Okay. He thinks it's candy.
Well, I just wanted to say one other thing. My interest was piqued by the fact that the city, under eminent domain, wants to take over our original library on Pintard and Main.
Yes.
Now, I watched the meeting today, and what happened was they all voted yes.
Which meeting was this, please? Which meeting?
The city council meeting,
yes.
The one that was on the 21st.
Okay.
Now, they all voted yes, and Noam stated, well, this was all discussed under executive session.
Yes.
Not one council person said, Noam, let's let the citizens know why.
Of course.
Not one. There was no discussion. There is a public hearing next month, but this is disgraceful.
Of course.
Talk about not having...
involvement. Of course, transparency.
Transparency. Look. I mean, this cannot continue in
our
city government.
And let's face it, the city council, independent of the school board, seems to be following their lead. The New Rochelle school board asked Vince Malfitano, completely hostile to freedom of speech, and if you're against the public speaking, you're also against the public learning the facts. And restricting discussion like this is shameful, doesn't belong in our democratic republic, and this is an issue conservatives should be taking up this fall, beginning now, These are important seats. It's local government. We've got to turn New Rochelle around. I'd be happy, Lou, we were talking before the show. We'd like to get a majority here of conservatives. I really don't care. I'd be happy if we had three conservative voices. Let two of them be Republican, one of them be a sensible Democrat, and start calling these matters to order. Law enforcement and policy, these are the subjects that we should be discussing, not the latest issue du jour.
Lorraine, I want to ask you a question. Maybe you would know. But isn't that an historical building?
I believe it is.
Shouldn't that fall in a historical society in this city? It wasn't that Carnegie built that building?
Carnegie
family built that building?
Thank you, Lou.
Wasn't that? And that should fall in historic. I mean,
but the thing is, no matter what the condition is, this has to be maintained and not torn down, not sold to a developer eventually, and not being told, "Oh, we'll keep the library on the bottom floor and we'll build on top."
Of course,
you saw what happened with the Lowe's.
Of course,
that marquee is not the original marquee of the Lowe's Theater that's on Main
Street. Starring Martha somebody. I don't even understand what's going on there. And that's a very good point, Lorraine. Thank you for raising it.
Thanks, Lorraine. Tell John I said hello.
Count on Lorraine to introduce matters of education and teaching our youth. Public schools, very important to us. Conservatives, Democrats, liberals, and Republicans can agree on this, left and right. These are the issues of the fall, not Trump's latest peccadillo or anything else. Let's talk seriously. 914-636-0110 is the call-in number. We welcome your calls on the Lou and Steve Show right here at WVOX.